In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, Amen. Today is the first day of the blessed month of Brahmat. May God begin it in goodness and renew it with us, for us in peace and tranquility. While our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 222 Anno Domini, departed the Father Saint Narcissus, Bishop of Jerusalem. This father came to Jerusalem during the reign of Alexander Caesar, who loved the Christians in the year 190 Anno Domini. This father was holy and unblemished in all his conduct. He shepherded his people with the best of care. Later, Alexander died, and after him, Maximianus Caesar reigned, who incited persecution against the Christians. He slew many of the bishops, and the remaining fled, leaving their parishes. God granted this father the gift of performing wonders. On the eve of the feast of Easter, the oil of the lamps ran out, so he ordered the lamps to be filled with water and were lit. They all illuminated that night also by the light of his teachings. The enemy of the good did not stop, but moved some people against him. They accused him of committing the sin of infidelity. God's punishment for those liars was bitter. One of them burned to death, and the balls of another poured out and died. The body of the third wasted out from a long sickness. The fourth was killed, and the fifth repented with tears, confessing his sins. As for the saints, he went to the desert and disappeared there, lest they stay be a stumble to others. Since nothing was known of Saint Narcissus' whereabouts, another man was chosen in his place, whose name was Dios. Dios remained for a short period of time. He then departed. Upon this departure, they chose another called Gordinius. Then the time of persecution was over. Abba Narcissus returned to Jerusalem, where he was greeted by his people with great joy. Gordinius asked him to take over his chair, but he refused, preferring the solitary life. Gordinius insisted that he stays with him in his cell. Saint Narcissus stayed with him for 1 year, at the end of which Gordinius departed and Saint Narcissus acquired his chair. He had aged and was very weak, so he asked his people to choose another bishop, but they refused. Alexander, Bishop of Cappadocia, came to Jerusalem to visit the Holy Land and pray. When he was about to return after the feast, the people heard a great voice in the Church of the Resurrection saying, "Go to the gate of the city. The first one to enter it, seize him. Make him stay to assist Narcissus." When they went to the gate, they met the Bishop Alexander and pleaded with him to stay to assist Abba Narcissus. After much resistance, Bishop Alexander decided to accept and stay until the departure of Saint Narcissus. This father remained on the episcopal chair for 37 years, and all the years of his life were 116 years. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also, Saint Alexandros, the soldier, was martyred during the reign of the infidel Emperor Maximianus. When the saint refused to raise incense for the idols, the emperor punished him. The emperor ordered him hung by his hands and a large heavy stone tied to his feet. He ordered him to be beaten, his sides burned, and placed lit torches against his face. When all these torches did not dissuade him, the emperor ordered him beheaded, and he received the crown of martyrdom. May his intercession be with us. Amen. Today also is the commemoration of Amba Makura, the bishop. Today also is the beginning of the Great Lent. May the Lord accept our fasting, our prayers, and our repentance, and bless our families. Glory be to him forever.